All right, Anthony.
Yes, Magna.
I've got a question for you.
All right, shoot.
There's a creature known as Duos Rota Bostonia.
Never heard of him.
Okay, so, well, I just made that up, I'll admit. Duos Rota Bostonia, the Boston urban cyclist.
The scourge of the city, you mean?
The scourge of the city. I take exception to that.
Well, so did a lot of other people when Brian McGrory, and that's him in the tape, by the way, when McGrory wrote a Boston Globe column about his, let's just call it distaste.
I got an awful lot of hate on that.
Yeah, a lot of hate for those two-wheeled, lycra-clad, take-no-prisoners, traffic-darting species known as Duos Rota Bostonia.
You're referring, of course, to the Boston urban cyclist.
Riding around downtown Boston or the Kenmore Square area, the BU area, typically going, you know, as fast as cars are out there, except for they don't bother with stop signs, they don't bother with red lights, they don't stop for pedestrians and crosswalks. They adhere to...
So basically, they don't follow the rules of the road, McGrory says, and even some of them act as if they don't have to follow the laws of physics either.
Yeah, so what's his point? I mean, no, seriously, but not that Boston drivers, Magna, are any better. And let's not forget all those drivers, they're actually driving dangerous weapons.
True, but I'm just saying, and this is McGrory's take, he's already poking the dragon here, but then he says something else. He uses a particular word.
And they do all this with the entitled expectation that it just doesn't matter and everybody will move out of the way for them.
Ouch, that word being entitled, he just used, right.
Ew. Yeah, tell anyone in Boston they're acting entitled, and well, as McGrory said...
I got an awful lot of hate on that.
But Magna, here's the thing. Boston drivers certainly aren't any better, as I said, and pedestrians aren't the greatest either. I mean, I don't see a lot of them out there patiently waiting for the walk sign, and I see way too many pedestrians wandering into the roads while they text.
Very well put. And in fact, Brian McGrory agrees with you on that. Step foot onto the streets of Boston, and you're in the middle of a low-grade, three-way urban turf war.
You have this stew on our city streets of, you know, drivers who may typically be in a rush and may not be the most polite people, pedestrians who don't adhere to the normal rules of the streets, and cyclists who feel entitled. What you do have is bedlam, and it's only going to get worse when we start this new bike-sharing program.
Okay, Magna, I see where he's going with this.
Bingo.
Hubway, the new bike-sharing program that kicks off next week.
600 bikes available for anyone to rent at 60 locations around Boston.
Which I guess McGrory thinks is just going to make the city's entitled cyclists culture that much worse.
Yep.
You know, in the abstract, it's an utterly beautiful idea, this bike-sharing program. People grabbing bikes for, you know, very little money, happily pedaling to the, you know, an outdoor cafe across town, and everybody living in perfect harmony with bunnies skipping across the meadows. It's beautiful.
Bunnies?
Bunnies.
But the reality of the street is far, far different. And the cyclists we've seen already, you know, don't lend themselves to this harmonious image.
Okay, Anthony, so you ready?
I think so.
I'm going to actually out you.
Uh-oh.
As a cyclist yourself, what do you make of McGrory? I mean, he thinks you're the scourge of the city.
Well, I sort of agree with him, and I sort of disagree. I mean, it's true. Maybe some of us do ride around with a sense of entitlement, but for me, it's more a sense of defensive indignation. I mean, I ride aggressively out there because there are way too many reckless drivers who appear willing to run me off the road. So, yeah, I fight for my lane. And when it's safe, I probably go through the odd red light.
Oh.
Okay, I admit it. On the other hand, I do brake for pedestrians, and to the extent that McGrory is complaining about cyclists who make life tough for pedestrians, well, I agree. They're a problem.
Okay, so just to be fair as well, I am going to out Brian McGrory. So, Anthony, listen to this. So we're not likely to see you in Lycra anytime soon?
Not in Lycra, although I'll be honest. If these bikes are convenient and I need to get up to Fenway Park, I would think nothing of jumping on one, but I'll tell you what, I guarantee you I will stop for stop signs and traffic lights.
I've got a bike, you can ride it if you like. It's got a bus, it's a bell and rings and things to make it look good.
Well, there you have it.
Baseball, Red Sox triumph over everything, I guess.
As always. This is Radio Boston, by the way. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks.
And in today's talker, Boston's bicycle culture. The city's new bike sharing program does start next week. So this is actually serious stuff because bicycle commuting and bicycle riding is growing very rapidly in Boston. But do you think the streets of Boston can handle 600 more bikes in the hands of potentially inexperienced riders? Do you agree with Brian McGrory and see urban cyclists as the, well, in his words, two-wheeled miscreants of the metropolis? Or if you are one of the fast-growing numbers of Duos Rota Bostonia, is the problem actually drivers behind the wheels of automobiles? I mean, how would you describe what the city's biking culture actually is, and how would you make it better? Give us a call at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. Joining us now in the studio is David Watson. He's the executive director of MassBike, a statewide bicycle advocacy group. David Watson, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thanks for having me here.
Also with us today is Henrietta Davis. She is vice mayor of the city of Cambridge. She is also the former chair of the Cambridge City Council Traffic and Transportation Committee. Henrietta Davis, welcome to you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, David Watson, let me start with you. I mean, you read Brian McGrory's column in the Boston Globe. He actually goes a step further in the column and purposefully uses some incendiary language and says, hey, all bikes should be banned from Boston. I'm not going that far, but your reaction to Brian McGrory saying you're the scourge of the city of Boston.
Well, I had a very strong reaction, which in fact the Globe printed along with a number of others. I was very interested to hear Brian just concede that this isn't just a bicyclist issue, that it's really an issue of how everyone's behaving out on Boston streets. And I think it's really important for us to keep that in perspective. Sure, bicyclists, as well as everybody else, should be following the rules that exist today, and those rules should be enforced. But the reality is that we still represent, as bicyclists, a very small percentage of people on the road today, mm-hmm. and a very small percentage of people who are breaking the rules and causing accidents and injuring people on the road. And with the bike share being introduced, we're going to have 600 more bicyclists among thousands who are already out there. So I don't think we're going to see, you know, something akin to Carmageddon that they were talking about now out in L.A.
with the closing of I-495 for a few days, I believe. Henrietta Davis, I'm going to get to you in just a second, but David Watson, we've actually got quite an interesting mix of people here on the show today. I mean, Anthony is the outed cyclist, as I called him earlier. I myself am a dyed-in-the-wool pedestrian, so I'm the third party here. I know we definitely have motorists who are listening to the show as well, but if I could just get you to describe, how would you describe what the biking culture is like in Boston?
Bike culture in Boston has been changing very dramatically just over the past few years. And I think I would take exception to Brian's characterization that we're all lycra-clad. If you take a look out there today, you'll see that the majority, I would say, of cyclists who are riding in the city are wearing normal clothes. You see women wearing dresses and high heels, and it's a very different rider from the ones that we saw just a few years ago, who were the hardcore commuters who were riding for perhaps decades before the city took any steps to make bicycling safer and more convenient.
Henrietta Davis, you are vice mayor of the city of Cambridge. You've been quite outspoken on the issue of bicycles and how they apply just north of the river here. So do you agree with David Watson when he seems to imply that overall cyclists aren't the problem that Brian McGrory fanned the flames over?
Well, I think there's a small number of bicyclists who end up giving all bicyclists a bad name, not with me, but when you hear people like Brian McGrory talk, they're talking about those, the bombardier bicyclists. They're not really talking about the ladies in high heels or, the people who are going to pick up a bike, I think, in the bike share program. The trouble is you really have to address the Lycra people, too. And there are real dangers there, just as there are with cars that are driven recklessly, with bikes that are ridden recklessly. These are real. It's not just, you know, an occasional problem. You get somebody like Ruth Daniloff, who wrote to the Globe on Saturday, who ended up in the hospitalized because she was hit by a bicyclist who, by the way, didn't have the politeness to stop and say, I'm sorry.
She was crossing the street.
She was crossing in a crosswalk.
And ended up having to have hip surgery, I believe.
And it didn't go well, and she had to go back. You know, so, I mean, I think that we really should focus in terms of the bike share. I'm not worried about that. I think the bike share will give us, you know, nary one or two of those kind of folks. Because the people who are riding recklessly, just like drivers who drive recklessly, they're probably in their own vehicle because they know exactly how it goes, mm-hmm. and they know they can really push it. And they're willing to push it in kind of circumstances probably most of us on this show wouldn't be willing to do. So I think that I was glad that Brian McGorry raised the issue because I think there is a problem out there with reckless bicyclists, and we really have to address that. It's just not fair to the pedestrians.
Well, let me pick up on that point that you're making, and turn it back to David Watson. I'm very curious. Again, I have to be fully, you know, out there and say I am a pedestrian. I don't have the guts to ride my bike around the city of Boston or Cambridge, for that matter. And I'm not, you know, the hugest fan of being behind the wheel either. So, but I wonder, you know, help educate me here, because it seems to me that there's sort of an action reaction dance going on here on the street of Boston, Cambridge, you know, the greater Boston area, that, you know, cyclists look at drivers and say, well, the way you drive is in part the reason why I've got to, like, veer out into the street. I mean, Anthony, you were saying that earlier.
I think that's exactly right. I think it is an action-reaction thing, and I think it's great to bring that point up, actually.
So, David, what's in your thoughts on that? Like, how much of it is just sort of the whole transportation culture and environment that we have in our region?
Well, I'll admit that I'm not just a cyclist. I'm also a pedestrian. I'm a driver. And when I'm driving or when I'm walking, I feel the same sorts of tension and frustration that other drivers and pedestrians express with cyclists. As a cyclist, I feel tension between drivers and also pedestrians. So it is more of a universal issue here in Boston. It's not the case everywhere else in the world or everywhere else in America. It's some quirk of Boston culture that
has... Do you
know
why? Do you have a sense as to why that is?
I don't know why.
And I have a theory. I have a theory as a cyclist. I think that, and this is why I'm excited about the bike share program, I bicycle most days to work, and it's about a 6-mile ride. There aren't good bike lanes. I mean, one of the reasons that I feel like I sometimes, you know, have to push a little bit against the law, I mean, not adhere to every rule, is because the bike lanes stink. They're not there, and it makes it difficult. So what I'm excited about this bike sharing program is more bikes on the streets, more pressure to make biking safe, more bike lanes, more acceptance of bike culture. I think that's what the city needs, and that's sort of what I'm excited about. This is an incremental step.
Well, on the other hand, just to throw this idea in there, and Henrietta, sure. I'm going to turn back to you in just a second. That's one of the reasons why I'm very supportive, but perhaps cautious about the new bike sharing program, because I see those bikes ending up on the sidewalks of the streets of Cambridge and Boston and Brookline and wherever the bike share program will spread to. But David, your thoughts, and then Henrietta?
Well, I think maybe we're onto something here with the issue of insufficient bike infrastructure, because when you think about it, Boston's not particularly well designed for cars. And while it is America's walking city, there are a lot of issues with poorly timed crossing signals and poorly positioned crosswalks and things that make it not so comfortable to be a pedestrian. So I think we've got three groups, all of whom are not very well served by the infrastructure that exists, and that is creating frustration.
On the other hand, Henrietta Davis, you mentioned the Bombardier cyclist, and mm-hmm. just the other day, I was walking on Beacon Street, and at a crosswalk on Beacon Street, there was a red light. I was about to, I had the little man telling me I could cross, and from a side street came one of those Bombardier cyclists who, I don't even think he touched the brake on his bike, and he blasted through four lanes of traffic on on Beacon Street, and that is definitely something which there may not be that many cyclists who do it, but they're a familiar enough sight that, you know, I've heard that Cambridge has tried to do things to crack down on that. What have you done, and has it been effective?
Well, I want to say I had the same experience you did, and that's why I put in a city council order asking for more enforcement. I was walking across with the little man, and this very nice young woman, she didn't even look like a bombardier. She just went through the red light, and I was in the crosswalk. So I think, you know, I kind of don't buy it that it's the culture of the poor beleaguered bicyclist. I think it's something that we're not saying to people about responsibility as a bicyclist. You know, so sometimes it's nice people who are biking and running red lights and crosswalks. And I think we have to make it very clear that that's just not acceptable. So I think enforcement is a very difficult issue, and I got into it kind of it this afternoon talking to the head of the traffic department, police department, at the police department in Cambridge, and the state of the laws is not really so great. So you have to have municipal laws that say that you're going to stop cyclists, and then that the ticket is referred to the courts, and the courts don't really know what to do with it. So the state is in the middle of trying to rectify that problem. Right now, we really don't have the best enforcement mechanisms. Maybe if we did, maybe the message would be clearer to the bad guys and the not-so-bad guys who just, maybe like Anthony, our, one of our hosts here, who just kind of go through and think, well, you know, not such a big deal. But anyway, sometimes it's not a big deal. But the state of laws is not so great either, and we need help from the registry and from the legislature to get their administrative act together. If we're gonna really push this bicycling thing and push all that great infrastructure mm-hmm. stuff, which I wholly support, we also have to push having the enforcement be really clear and professional and, you know, and something that we can stand behind.
Well, I want to get to our callers here in just a second, but David Watson, clarify for me briefly, if you could, what the state of the law is around cycling. I mean, do bikes, by virtue of being a vehicle of some kind, have to follow the same rules as cars?
They do, generally speaking. But there were some important changes made in 2009 with the Bicyclist Safety Act that the legislature passed and the governor signed into law that made several changes to how motorists should behave around bicyclists. It made dooring a cyclist a ticketable offense for the first time.
Opening a door into the path of a cyclist.
Yep, and to respond to what we were discussing about enforcement in Cambridge just now, it also changed the enforcement mechanism. So now officers statewide are able to use the same tickets that they use for motorists to write tickets to bicyclists if they choose to do so, and that part of the law came into effect just this past January.
Now, the problem that I've heard is that part of the law isn't really working yet because the administrative side isn't up and running. So so you have a kind of a catch-22 here. It's at this point in time. Eventually, that's what's going to happen and really be working, but it doesn't work right now.
Well, Henrietta Davis, let me just jump in here because we've got a lot of people who want to put their two cents into the conversation. We're talking about biking and biking culture in Greater Boston, and especially with the advent next week of a new bike sharing program, 600 bikes that you could rent in 60 places across the city of Boston. What do you make of what it's like to be on a bike or be behind the wheel or be on your own two feet in Boston? We're at 1-800-423-8255. Let's start with Rhonda, who's calling from Framingham. You're on the air, Rhonda.
Hi. I have a lot of concern about all these additional bicycles being put in on the roads in Boston. I worked in Post Office Square for over 5 years, and I can't count the amount of times that I've walked out of my building and practically been run down by somebody on a bicycle, not in the road, on the sidewalk, just cruising along, clipping along, or going the wrong way on one-way streets. Or again, if you attempt to cross the street using the cross signal and they fly through the red light, it's like they don't care. And now you're going to make 600 more bicycles available for how many more people to just decide, they don't care. I'm going to ride on the sidewalk. I'm going to go the wrong way on a one-way.
Rhonda, I hear you as a pedestrian. And as I said, share some of those concerns. But let's hear from a cyclist who is calling from Scituate. Derek, you're on the air.
Yeah, I mean, I heard just the talk about the enforcement and the new law with regard to dooring. I mean, I think the bigger problem, I mean, I'm a longtime bicyclist. I live in the suburbs now. I lived in the Back Bay in Somerville and Alston, and I biked all over the place. The bigger problem is the complete lack of recognition by drivers in general. I don't blame pedestrians whatsoever if a bicyclist is going the wrong way down a one-way or on the sidewalk in Boston, which is just idiotic. You know, that's the bicyclist's fault. But I was in three separate accidents while I was a bicyclist over about 10 or 15 years. And in all three cases, the person was very apologetic, but every single time they said, "Oh, I just didn't see you." And one of the times, the guy hit me with an SUV as he passed me. He sideswiped me, and it was only the fact that I had a helmet on, I would have had my brains all over the curb. And he was very sorry about it, but I was like, "You just drove right by me and you didn't see me?" I mean, I think the real problem is making sure that drivers are more aware that they're not just the only vehicles on the road.
Derek, thank you so much for your call, and I'm just doubly glad that you didn't get hurt in those accidents. I want to get one more call in here. Jeff is calling from South Boston. You're on the air, Jeff.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I'm a member of both the driving and the cycling communities, and I really feel both sides are jerks. In the sense, drivers are just very aggressive towards other cars in general in Boston. And so if you're trying to cut the person off in front of you, you may not see a cyclist. But on the other side, a lot of cyclists feel they have the rights that a car does and the rights of a pedestrian without any of the responsibility of either of those two groups.
Okay, Jeff, Jeff, let me ask you, since you can see both sides of the coin here, what would you suggest on how to get, you know, a little friendly cohabitation on the streets of Greater Boston between cyclists and drivers?
I think on the driver's part, like the last caller said, drivers just need to be more aware of cyclists. And being on a bike, aside from a helmet, you're very unprotected. It's very dangerous. Then on the bicyclist side, they have to understand that they are not a pedestrian. And they have to also understand, you know, maybe a car, they need to take the precaution that, you know what, these cars should see me, but maybe they can't, or maybe they're not paying attention. And maybe a little more forward thinking on the cyclist part.
Jeff, thank you so much for your call. We've just got a couple minutes left. So David Watson and Henrietta Davis, let me ask you, David Watson, in your response to Brian McGrory's column in The Globe, you pointed out that cyclists are not going away and, in fact, have quadrupled in Boston in just the last 3 years. Now, overall, this seems to me to be good news because, you know, bikes are an efficient, environmentally friendly, good for exercise way of getting around. And, you know, Greater Boston is nice and compact. It's perfect for this form of transportation. But on the other hand, I mean, we just heard the whole gamut of experiences out here. With more bikes coming on the streets, I mean, should there be some greater step, maybe licensure requirements or maybe requiring people to take classes on street safety? I mean, how can we take practical steps to making a bike culture a more friendly one for everybody?
Well, the city is already taking some steps to educate the public about how to interact safely. They've mailed bicycle safety information to the owners of every registered vehicle in Boston. They are offering classes in conjunction with my organization, MassBike, to all users of the new hubway system who want to learn more about bike safety. And I hope that they'll continue to do more public outreach. But I think it's an opportunity with more bicyclists going to be on the road in Boston to make the roads safer for everybody. I think everybody needs to slow down, pay more attention to their own safety and that of everybody else, and look around as they drive or ride around the city.
Henrietta Davis, we've just got about 30 seconds to go. Your last thought.
Two last thoughts. One, more safe bike lanes for bicyclists, more serious attention to bike routes around the city, making that a very high priority, and clearer messages about the dangers that bicyclists pose to pedestrians.
Well, Henrietta Davis is vice mayor of the city of Cambridge. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, oh, you're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
And David Watson, executive director of MassBike, a statewide bicycle advocacy group. Thank you so much for being here as well.
Thanks so much.
And listeners, please do continue this conversation. I know you will. We're at radioboston.org online. Coming up after the break, remembering Boston philanthropist Myra Kraft. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.
Green to red. And with you, I can see a traffic jam.